Welcome back to Brief and Not So Brief. I'm Seth.
I'm Ethan.
And this time we're going to be doing our somewhat uninformed Oscar picks. And this time we're also joined by our very first guest, my nephew and Ethan's cousin, Peter Nock. So welcome, Peter.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. I've been looking forward to having you on some podcast for a while because you had done some podcasting at some point. For everybody who doesn't know, Peter lives in Alaska, in Anchorage.
I live in Alaska. Yep. Yep.
So why don't you talk about, you know, some of your bona fides as a movie fan.
Bona fides as a movie fan. Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm not, I don't have that many bona fides or credentials. Not a professional movie critic, but that would be cool one day. I love movies. I saw 65 movies in theaters last year. Nice. which is pretty bad. too many movies, but I have a blast with them. Some of my favorites, I'll throw like a couple.
Sure.
Paris, Texas, Punch Drunk Love, Heat. Those are just like three that I watched somewhat recently, and I think they're great.
Nice.
That's me.
All right. Very brief intro, and now we're just going to get right into it because... Yeah.
Sounds good.
All right. So what we're going to do here is we're going to run through some of the major categories. We're not going to do every single category. And we're going to give our picks for the winners as well as who we think the Academy will pick. So like who we think should win or what we think should win and then what we think the actual Oscar will go to.
Yeah.
I would like to allow for if somebody feels like there was a huge snub, that they can, you know, sub in one of those and talk about it as well, in addition to the other picks. So I'm calling that the snub sub trademark.
Okay.
Yeah. So I figure each of us gets one of those for the entire time.
Okay.
Because we don't want to drag it out too far.
For sure.
So Ethan and I have made an effort to see as many of the Best Picture nominees as possible. We have not been entirely successful. I guess this is a good place to start, actually. I've seen everything but Little Women. Ethan, I think, has seen everything but Little Women and Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
And The Irishman, actually.
And The Irishman.
I wish I had seen Once Upon a Time. We were planning on seeing it together, but then some stuff fell through. But I haven't seen The Irishman. You guys were watching it, and I just wasn't super interested. But so missed out a little bit there.
What about you, Peter?
I have seen them all. This week, I when you invited me, Monday, I think, I had three left, and I just blitzed them this week. So
Very nice.
It was a week of movies.
Awesome. Cool. So... where I am especially ignorant is with the acting categories, because it's not one of those years where like all the actors are nominated just from the Best Picture nominees. And so, there's a lot of the acting categories where I'm like, I've only seen a couple of these.
Yeah.
So, you know, on the one hand, I kind of applaud the fact that there are movies other than the Best Picture nominees that have great performances in them. So I like to see those honored. Mm-hmm. But it also means I'm especially ignorant about some of those. So, I figure we should start there.
All right.
Start with ignorant and end with the stuff where we're a little closer to at least knowing something about what we're talking about. So we're going to go with Peter first, then Ethan, then me, and we're going to start with Best Actress. So nominees, I'll go ahead and run through them. So we have Cynthia Erivo for Harriet, Scarlett Johansson for Marriage Story, Saoirse Ronan for Little Women, Charlize Theron for Bombshell, and Renee Zellweger for Judy.
All right.
Go for it, Peter.
Okay. So I would like Scarlett Johansson for Marriage Story to win for this category.
Okay.
Because Marriage Story is really fresh in my mind. That's the last one I watched. I watched it last night. And I think the Oscars will pick Renee Zellweger.
Okay. So why Scarlett?
Marriage Story is really fresh in my mind right now. And of the five nominees, I think she has the best performance here.
Okay. Now, have you seen all of these or have you only seen a couple?
I have not seen all of these. The only reason I say Judy or Renee Zellweger for Judy is because she's kind of swept the other awards scenes. Mm. But I've been watching. She's just been sweeping awards. And I think she's the front runner here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
All right. For me, I also have Scarlett as my pick. And then my Oscar prediction, I put Saoirse Ronan. I can't remember if she won the Golden Globe for it.
Renee Zellweger.
That's what I thought. I put her down just because I've heard a lot of good stuff about Little Women. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't, 100% sure. Like, I've only seen one of the movies on the actress list, and I really enjoyed Scarlett there. So that's why she was
kind of the default pick.
Yeah.
Yeah. Same for me. My pick is going to be Scarlett because it's the only performance I've actually seen, and she was tremendous. It's just a great performance in that movie. My Oscar pick, I'm going to go with Charlize Theron. just because kind of the transformative thing. And I think Hollywood, you know, they like a film that picks on Fox News.
That's true.
So, but here I do have a snub sub because I can't believe that Lupita Nyong'o was not nominated for Us. I thought she was just otherworldly in that movie. Ethan doesn't totally agree with me, but like I would have picked her to win.
Mm-hmm. So,
yeah.
Yeah, that was the one thing that when we saw Us, you were really, really excited about.
Yeah.
That was pretty much the only thing I remember from coming out of that was you talking about her. She was good. Not my favorite, but I definitely could see that snub.
Yeah. All right. We're ready to move on to supporting actress. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Sure.
All right. So we've got Kathy Bates for Richard Jewell, Laura Dern for Marriage Story, Scarlett Johansson for Jojo Rabbit, Florence Pugh for Little Women, and Margot Robbie for Bombshell. So, Peter, you're up first.
Okay. My pick is Laura Dern, and I think the Oscars will also pick Laura Dern for Marriage Story.
Nice.
I'm going to have to continue that trend. I also picked her for both. I saw her and I knew she was really good, but then she's also been getting a ton of awards for that along the way. So I think that's a really safe pick for both mine and the Oscar.
Okay. And this one, I'm still mostly ignorant on this. I think you saw Richard Jewell.
Richard Jewell. Kathy Bates was really good in that, but it's not going to top Laura Dern for me.
Okay. I only saw Marriage Story and Jojo Rabbit. My pick would be Laura Dern, because she really was good in Marriage Story. But I'm going to vary from you guys, just so that when we tally this all up, you know, if any of my picks come in, then I win.
Right? Yeah.
I'm going to pick Scarlett Johansson kind of as a consolation prize for Marriage Story. I feel like that could happen.
Oh, okay.
Where when somebody's nominated in two categories, sometimes they seem to like pick a different person for the major category and then...
Oh, I see.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah.
Right. I know a few more in the actor categories. It's not because we hate women. It's just we didn't happen to see the right films.
I just didn't happen to see those movies.
Yeah. Okay. So let's go ahead and move on to best actor. I've seen four of the five performances here. So we have Antonio Banderas for Pain and Glory, Leonardo DiCaprio for Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, Adam Driver for Marriage Story, Joaquin Phoenix for Joker, and Jonathan Pryce for The Two Popes. Peter, go ahead.
Okay. I want Adam Driver to win for Marriage Story, and I think the Oscars will pick Joaquin Phoenix for Joker. And I also actually have my snub sub for this category.
Okay.
And I'm going to say, this is a weird one, but Adam Sandler in Uncut Gems. I thought this was one of his best performances ever.
Yeah.
And I'm a sucker for a movie where Adam Sandler really performs.
I thought you were going to say where Adam Sandler gets shot in the face.
Hey, spoilers.
Yeah,
spoilers for Uncut Gems. That's like the last 2 minutes.
Yep.
But I really enjoyed Uncut Gems as much as I don't ever want to see it again. I thought it was really good.
Yep.
And I thought Adam Sandler was great in it. So
cool. Well, I agree with you on that one, but Ethan, not so much.
I had a little bit harder time with that movie, but I could still see that. Me and Peter are agreeing on a lot of these because I have the exact same thing for actor. I was going back and forth between Joaquin for both, but I think after some time, I've started to appreciate Marriage Story a little bit more, and I hope that Adam continues to choose great roles and not get used in too many movies because this was a phenomenal performance, and I really want him to win, but I do think Joaquin is going to come out with the Oscar this year. Mm.
By the way, if anybody notices, Ethan's nose is a little plugged up.
Yeah.
So I loved Adam Driver in Marriage Story. I thought he was really, really good. But I feel like there was a more difficult role here that was done really, really well, and that was Jonathan Pryce in The Two Popes, which you haven't seen. But Elaine and I watched, and your mom and I watched. Sorry. Don't know who I'm talking to, you or Peter. but he was really, really good in that role. The only thing I ding him a little bit on is there were a couple of points where he's speaking, I guess it was Spanish. I think he was supposed to be from Argentina, where I could tell it was dubbed in by somebody else. But really, really good performance there. But my Oscar pick is Joaquin, because I feel like that's going to be what it is. So.
Yeah.
Okay, so for Best Supporting Actor, we have Brad Pitt for Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, Al Pacino and Joe Pesci for The Irishman, Tom Hanks for A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, and Anthony Hopkins for The Two Popes. In pretty good shape there, too. I've seen all of them but the Tom Hanks movie. So
I have unfortunately seen zero of the supporting actors, so I kind of have to go off of what I've heard.
Right. Okay.
So
Peter goes first.
Yeah.
I've seen most of these. I just haven't seen The Two Popes. But I think, I want Brad Pitt to win. And I also think Brad Pitt's going to win.
Okay.
Yeah, I have Brad Pitt for both as well, but I have my snub in here. One of my favorite movies of the last year. Actually, I'd say it probably was my favorite movie was The Art of Self-Defense, dark Ooh. Comedy with Jesse Eisenberg, but then also Alessandro Nivola, who is a sensei in this movie, mm-hmm. and he's just so weird, so creepy, but phenomenal. Yeah. And so just I'm going to throw him in there just because I want more people to be able to see this role and appreciate it.
Nice. So my pick is Joe Pesci for The Irishman. The thing that I loved about his performance was how subtle it was. And Joe Pesci is not an actor who's known for subtlety. He was always the, you know, do I make you laugh? You know, yelling at people and, you know, kicking people to death. And here he's much quieter. He does a lot of stuff with just glances. So yeah, I would pick Joe Pesci. However, I agree. Brad Pitt is my Oscar pick. Mm-hmm. Okay. So now moving out of actors, woohoo. We're going to move to the visual effects category. So here we have Avengers Endgame, The Irishman, The Lion King, 1917, and Star Wars, The Rise of Skywalker. So, Peter, what's your pick and your Oscar pick?
Yeah. So for visual effects, this is a weird category.
It is.
Yeah.
There's a lot of very different movies on here. Mm-hmm. Can you skip me for this round? Can we rotate around a bit? This is the one I hadn't decided on totally, and I'm currently in a decision.
We'll see if we can sway you.
Yeah, I also think it's a kind of a weird category. And like you said, there's definitely some variability. You've got, you know, a World War One movie and you have a Avengers movie, you know, right. in the same category. And so I actually decided, I was going back and forth. I do think what Avengers did was pretty phenomenal. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to put them in there as my pick. I am not sure what to do for the Oscar pick. I'm just going to put in The Lion King because I feel like somehow that's just going to come out on top just because it's a remake. I feel like something's going to happen. But yeah, that's what I'm going to put for my Oscar.
Yep, I have the same picks. I feel like Avengers is going to win just as the – no, I guess that's my pick. I wrote down throw them a bone. So I thought maybe the Oscars would throw them a bone. But no, I don't think so. I feel like Lion King is probably the more impressive achievement for visual effects. I've heard almost nothing else good about the movie.
Yeah.
Other than the visual effects are phenomenal.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I hear.
Yeah.
And then, so you had Avengers as
your pick. Yeah, I had Avengers as my pick, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think, thinking about it a bit more, I think Avengers is my pick. I was debating between like which is technically technically brilliant, like The Irishman's de-aging is the biggest visual effect of the movie.
Yeah.
And that's technically impressive, but I feel like for this category I want to go for the big visual effects, so Avengers Endgame.
Yeah.
And I think maybe Star Wars will win. Star Wars or Avengers. I think it'll win because they're trying to throw Disney a bone. And I guess Lion King could also fall into that because Disney's not really up for any other category.
Right. Yeah.
And I think they'll say, well, you know, you guys are Disney. Take an Oscar.
Right. Yep. Okay. So let's go ahead and move on to original screenplay. 1917, Knives Out, Marriage Story, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, and Parasite. And since you picked last that time, it feels like it's like a snake draft or something, and you get to pick again, Peter.
Oh, wow. All right. Perfect. Wonderful. Yeah. So I think for this – I want for this category for Parasite to win. I loved Parasite, and I think Parasite is also going to take this one, to be honest. It's been sweeping a lot of screenplay awards around the award circuit. I do think a spoiler here could be Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Tarantino's screenplays win a lot, so it's very possible.
Yeah, I have similar opinions. I really enjoyed Knives Out, so they're actually going to be my pick. And then I have Once Upon a Time in Hollywood for the Oscar pick. I did really enjoy Parasite, but like Peter said, you know, Tarantino's got a lot of stuff going for him, so I wouldn't be surprised if he takes home that Oscar.
Yep. For me, my pick is also Knives Out. I feel like it's got to win something. It was so good. I don't think it actually will win. My Oscar pick is Marriage Story, and I have it as kind of the token win for that movie.
Mm. All right. Mm.
Okay, moving on to adapted screenplay. Mm-hmm. We have The Irishman, Jojo Rabbit, Joker, Little Women, and The Two Popes.
Okay. So for adapted screenplay, I want Jojo Rabbit to win. I thought this was a really surprisingly fun movie, and I'm just really happy it's on the nomination list. So I want Jojo Rabbit to win, but I do think I have the wrong thing in here. My adapted screenplay says Once Upon a Time in Hollywood that I've written down. I'm going to say I think Joker will probably take this because I don't think it's going to take picture. But sorry, right. I jumped too far ahead. I think this will be their consolation prize.
Okay.
I actually have Jojo Rabbit for both my pick and who I think will win. I had heard some really good stuff about it. So when we saw it, it kind of reaffirmed the fact that I wanted it to win. And I do think that it's going to take it home as well. So be excited to see what the result of that one is.
Cool. All right. My pick would also be Jojo Rabbit. It's just so weird, you know?
Yeah.
And
it's so weird.
We just watched that one last night.
Okay.
I've read a little bit about the adaptation. And as I understand it, the Adolf character, imaginary friend character, from what I understand, was not even in the book. And I just think, wow, that was a kind of a brilliant move.
Well, there. I saw an interview with Taika who said there's like no humor and Hitler doesn't exist. So it's way darker.
Yeah.
But it's still like a very emotional story.
Yeah.
But this way that they did it with Taika being Hitler, and then there's obviously some good humor, makes it a lot.
It's a brilliant way to have an interior monologue in a movie, to have an imaginary friend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My Oscar pick, though, is Little Women. I feel like the Academy knows that they didn't do very well nominating things that were created by women, and that they're going to kind of throw them a bone here.
As bad as it sounds.
Which is too bad. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, I've heard it's really good, so.
It is good. It is good.
Okay. So next up is film editing. We have Ford v. Ferrari, The Irishman, Jojo Rabbit, Joker, and Parasite. And Ethan and I were talking about how do you award somebody for editing?
Yeah.
And I think, you have to have your own, what did editing mean to me in this movie? So, So Peter, why don't you give us your pick and, why?
Yeah, I will. First things first, I want Parasite to win for this. I loved Parasite and I thought it was just super well edited, which is one of those very subjective things because editing is one of you can tell bad editing, but good editing is weird. But I thought Parasite did a really good job of kind of contrasting things with its edits, with its cuts.
Yeah.
And really like hitting the humor or horror with its cuts. I loved Parasite. It's my favorite movie of the year. So
yeah,
I definitely want it to win. But I think The Irishman is going to take this because I have a feeling it's going to get snubbed for all the other awards and they'll give Scorsese something.
Wow. A 3-hour movie, 3.5-hour movie had an editor. That's the obvious. That's like the low hanging fruit.
It is.
All right. What about you, Ethan?
I actually, have Jojo Rabbit again for both.
Okay.
There's one really great shot in the movie that kind of pans around the room and it continues to show different scenes over and over again. I don't know if you remember that, but that scene stood out to me. But then also just the whole movie has a lot of shots that just the way they're put together. And I mean, it sounds more like cinematography what I'm talking about now, but there's some other stuff in there that I just really felt like it was pieced together in a way that was very compelling and made the story a lot better.
Okay. So my pick is Parasite. I loved the way the cutting back and forth was done. At times, like a lot of the humor was directly because of the way they'd cut back and forth between like, I'm thinking of the scene where the father is rehearsing what he's going to say.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. And his son's coaching him about it. And that was, absolutely, that was fascinating.
Yeah.
And then also there's some just heartbreaking stuff, right? During that rainstorm, it's cutting from the rich people talking about how the water's cleansing everything and the poor people having sewage washed into their house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And my Oscar pick is Parasite. I think it's going to win that one. Okay, cinematography. We have 1917, The Irishman, Joker, The Lighthouse, and Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Peter?
Okay. Well, this one's pretty easy. I want 1917 to win as much as it's really cool to see The Lighthouse nominated for this category because I really didn't think that was going to get anything. I really just think 1917 was spellbinding. It was beautiful to watch. And I think the Oscars will also select 1917. It's a no-brainer.
Yep.
It feels like it.
Yeah, I feel like I also have the same opinion where I want and think that it will win. I feel like if you don't, it's almost kind of filmmaking blasphemy. Just because these kind of movies, I mean, because like these are becoming more common. I know Birdman was done in a similar way. Mm-hmm. And I believe that there's one other movie I can't think of right now that has all continuous one shot. And so I think that films that are done this way deserve a lot of credit. So I think
you're not thinking of the Hitchcock Rope.
Ropes?
Yeah.
Was that all?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Way back in the day. So pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Because that all had to be done in camera. Yeah, I have to agree. I don't think it's even close. I think there's some beautiful shots in some of the other movies. Joker mm-hmm. has some really nicely composed shots. I haven't seen The Lighthouse, Ethan. I really do want to see that one. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood has some great shots from Cars and of Cars.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
but yeah, I feel like the achievement there in 1917, like there's not a ton of story to it, right? It's really doesn't take place over that long a period of time. But it was compelling to look at the whole time. And the way the camera was used, I feel like, built the tension.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I think that's the winner for both me and I think the Academy will do it too. All right. We're burning through this, Peter.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Director. We have Bong Joon-ho for Parasite. We have Sam Mendes for 1917. Todd Phillips for Joker. Martin Scorsese for The Irishman. And Quentin Tarantino for Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. What do you got, Peter?
This was a really hard one. This is a stacked category.
It is.
I want Bong Joon-ho to take this. As I said, Parasite's my favorite movie of the year, and I like a lot of other things Bong Joon-ho's been doing. It would also mark a really huge moment where, like, I think this would be the first Korean director not only to win but to be nominated for an Oscar. Hmm. So it'd be kind of cool to see. I think Sam Mendes is going to take this because of the technical achievement of 1917 and just the right. fact that that movie's direction and cinematography exclusively. I do think he's going to take it. I think he's also very deserving, but I would like to see Bong.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be cool.
I also want Bong Joon-ho to win. I wasn't quite sure what to do for the actual pick. I think this is going to be where they throw Scorsese a bone, actually.
Really?
So this is what I'm going to choose for the Oscar pick. I wanted to put something a little bit different out there just because the other ones I felt kind of comfortable with. Mm-hmm. I wanted to throw something in that I'm kind of uncertain about. So I think he's going to take it.
Well, I'm the same as Peter. I think I would really love to see Bong Joon-ho win. And yeah. I think Sam Mendes will win.
Yeah.
So it is what it is. Although I could see the Oscars throwing a bone to Joker here. And I think that would be out of left field.
Yeah.
I think for this category, to me, I would disagree. I think there are a lot of other categories that, actually not a lot, but I think there are other categories that I would put it way over director.
Yeah.
There's like three other things I can think of right now that I would
put it over. I think we all agreed that actor is going to go that way.
Yes.
Oh, easy.
But
easy.
Like actor, even cinematography, score, and even, honestly, I would put it's more likely to picture over director, but yeah, that's just
score
me.
I could definitely see. We didn't include that on our categories, but that was a highlight of that film.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, we have come to the moment you've all been waiting for, and we'll go to commercial. No. Okay, so best picture, we have Ford v Ferrari, The Irishman, Jojo Rabbit, Joker, Little Women, Marriage Story, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, 1917, and Parasite. And I think I can predict how we're all going to vote on this.
Yeah.
But I won't do it. So why don't you go ahead and go first, Peter?
Okay. So this is going to be very similar to what I've been saying the whole time. I want Parasite to win. I loved it. It was fantastic. The best movie I've seen this year by far. Mm-hmm. And I think 1917 is going to take it. It's been sweeping the awards. And while that's not a guarantee, it's taken best word of the DGA, the Writers Guild, the Golden Globes. It's just kind of super, super dominant right now. And it was great too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would like Parasite to win. I was mesmerized by the film. Mm-hmm. I was kind of on the edge of being like, yeah, I don't know if I want to watch a foreign film. But once we committed to it, definitely I'm glad that we saw it.
Yeah.
I also think that 1917 will win. I do think it deserves it, but I still would like Parasite to win, but I think 1917 is going to take it.
Yeah, I agree with you guys. I would pick Parasite if I could. My runner-up would not be 1917. It would probably be Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. But yeah, I think the Oscar is going to go to 1917.
Yeah.
I think at some point we're going to see the clock run out on the one-shot conceit in movies.
Yeah.
And they're going to be like, okay, I mean, it's cool and everything, but you got to have a better story in there. Not that 1917 didn't have a good story. It just wasn't long on story.
Yeah.
But yeah, I do think it's going to win.
Yeah.
I think there is a lot of opportunity in the picture category for a spoiler to show up for somebody to like, or as not a spoiler, sorry. For somebody to show up out of left field and take this, I think Joker, has a lot of possibility for that. Mm-hmm. I know that that film has a huge fan base, even within the Academy. And while it wasn't my favorite movie of the year, I would not be that surprised to see it take this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Honestly, there's a ton of movies here that are total contenders, Marriage Story being one of them. Mm-hmm. But I do think 1917 just has that awards momentum right now. And it'll probably win.
Yeah. I mean, I've heard some people say that Marriage Story and The Irishman, you know, the fact that they're mostly Netflix is a big point against them just because the Academy is still not comfortable with that.
Yeah, yeah. They haven't moved on.
Yeah. I think the other thing is that I didn't put this on my want or think list, but Ford v Ferrari is based off of true events. And sometimes that does kind of sweep under and get some votes. And so it wouldn't surprise me a ton, but I mean, actually it would surprise me a little bit, but if that did win, I did really enjoy that movie, but I think that could be totally something that comes out of left field.
I feel like Ford v Ferrari is going to be one of those ones that wins a couple of the more technical ones, like sound editing or something.
I had them actually, probably. I had them as editing for a little while until Jojo Rabbit, I reconsidered.
Yeah. It's really interesting seeing Jojo Rabbit so many places in here, because when I saw that movie, I saw it when it first came out. I didn't expect it to be an Oscar contender. Like, I really liked it. I thought it was a great movie. Mm-hmm. But I just thought it was kind of too funny. Too funny, a little bit too light for the Oscars to give it much recognition. But I'm really happy to see it here. I'm just like, it's in like four or five categories.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's killing it.
Yep. Yeah, I'll be curious what'll happen with Joker as well.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I don't know. Now I don't even remember what my rating on that one was.
You put it pretty low.
I think I did, yeah.
I do want to see it again, just because I remember I really liked it at first, and I just need to see it again to see if the things I really liked are still there. Mm-hmm. I definitely had some problems, but I think the fact that there was some stuff in there that I really liked kind of covered up the stuff I didn't like as much at first. Mm-hmm. And like I said, now that I've had a little bit of time to think about it, it's kind of sliding back a little bit.
Yeah.
And I was actually talking with my friend Moses from school, and he said after rewatching both Joker and Marriage Story, he thinks Marriage Story is not only better, but he enjoys it more. Which, coming from, you know, two dudes watching a drama about a divorced couple or the Joker, it is kind of a weird pick. And so I think that if I were to rewatch it, I might have a similar opinion.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man. A rewatch of Marriage Story sounds very painful.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
That movie, for as much as I thought it was a great film, I don't know if I want to watch it again for a long time. It's hard.
It's heavy. Yeah. So I will be curious to see how all this comes out. I'm going to have to write all these down, and then I'll go on our Twitter, or maybe I've got more followers on the Hugo's podcast Twitter. So maybe I'll tweet out for that, you know, which one of us won in the various categories. keep tally and figure out who won the draft.
Okay.
Although it wasn't a draft, of course.
We have pretty similar picks.
A lot of them. Yeah. There's a couple spots that are gonna decide it.
Yeah.
So
swing vote.
Cool. Well, we got that done in well under an hour, Peter.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's funny because, you know, recently Ethan and I did our 2019 top movies.
Yeah.
And we hadn't seen Parasite yet.
Yeah.
And it easily would have taken my top spot.
Yeah.
I know.
As well.
Yeah.
It's kind of a little crazy just how far for me it's above anything else.
Yep.
Yeah.
It just wasn't a competition. I think my number one's Parasite and my number two was Hollywood, I think. Mm. But I hadn't seen Marriage Story, The Irishman, or Little Women. Mm. Or 1917 at that point. So I think it might have been displaced by one of those.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was also just, like I said, mesmerized by Parasite. Mm-hmm. I think it's pretty much perfect, honestly.
Yeah. It's like, I don't think there's ever been a movie more that I've heard people say, this is a fantastic movie that has paid that off as much.
Yeah. 100%.
It's one of those where I heard a lot of hype about it. I kept reading things about it because it was like a limited release for a while.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, well, it'll probably be good, but not amazing. Mm-hmm. And I watched it and I was like, oh, no, it really was. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, cool. This was a lot of fun. Thanks for joining us, Peter.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. We'll have to, I mean, since you're not doing a lot of podcasting right now, we're going to have to just add you into the rotation.
Feel free.
And so maybe we could plan out to see and review some movies. That'd be cool.
I would love that. Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm sure that we will talk to you at some point. And mm-hmm. I want to say thank you to any listeners out there. And I want to say hi to Peter's mother, Erin. Hi, Erin. Because I'm sure she'll listen to this and be thrilled with it.
Hi, Mom.
Yeah. You should have heard all the swearing Peter was doing earlier, too.
Oh, so much. Yeah. It was unbelievable.
Yep.
Yes. You got your editing work cut out for you.
Yeah. No, that is not the case. But, yeah, I want to invite people. If you want to follow us on Twitter, you can do that at Brief Not So Brief, or you can follow my kind of more main Twitter account at Hugo's Podcast. And, yeah, reach out to us and let us know your Oscar picks. And, I'll probably be kind of live tweeting during the Oscars a little bit to, you know, see how we did. Cool. Thanks for doing this, Ethan.
Yep, no problem.
And thanks again, Peter.
Thanks.
All right. Bye.